here on Biz Radio. I'm 100.2 FM in South Kent and East Sussex and Freeview 277. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Make sure your profits stay yours, Paul Andrews.
Oh, yeah.
Presented by Kent Police Fraud Intelligence Team. I do love a policeman in a uniform. Every business is open to fraud in this digital age. You know about this, don't you?
I do, yeah, sadly.
Join Stephen Kelly from Kent Police to learn what steps to take to protect your business. It's on Thursday the 9th of February, and it's at the Business Terrace, King Street, Maidstone. Details will be on www.kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Go on the calendar there. And Maidstone, the sat-nav, if you're going, is M for Mother, E for Egbert, 15... 6J, Q for question.
It always makes me smile when people use the term intelligence. Many, 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 many years ago, I was a senior officer in a bank, an American bank, and we were all in the office one day, and these two blokes piled through the door, and they were from the National Banking Examiners, and they came in, and the bloke went, "Intelligence!" And we all fell about laughing. And he wasn't amused, and that wasn't a good move because they went over everything we had. But it just makes me laugh when anybody says intelligence now.
Well, what is intelligence?
Yeah.
It can be made in one
Isn't it a shop in Hythe High Street?
probably. Tell you what, their Scotch pies were amazing. Paul Andrews.
Scotch pies?
Yeah. And then we got a taste for it. So new husband went back to the butcher's and we had a Cornish pasty, which of course was a Kentish Cornish pasty. And it was amazing. You know Cornish pasty, you normally just get mince, don't you? Mince meat. Mm-hmm. Don't pretend you've never had one.
In a Cornish pasty, you don't just get mincemeat, do you? You get potatoes and vegetables. That's the whole point of a Cornish pasty.
Yeah, but it's minced meat. These were great big chunks of meat. You've got to go with your dad. What's his name? Bernard.
Bernie,
you've got to go and get their Kentish Cornish pasty. It was had big chunks of meat and it was very nice, and onion and everything. Oh, it was very pleasant. Mm. But we had the last pies. There were none left and it was only 2 o'clock. So it's obviously very popular.
Right, read something.
Well, we've just heard from Jade Window Cleaners. I think this is a bit beyond my local window cleaner, Jade. I'm not sure he's quite up to your standards. But he says, if your windows, because I was saying it always rains when my lovely window cleaner comes. Every time he comes, it rains. If your windows are clean with purified water, the rain won't make your windows dirty. Purified water leaves no residue, so impurities and contamination in rainwater won't stick to clean windows the way they do to dirty windows.
Blimey, that's worth
knowing.
Who
knew that?
Yeah.
So what does he mean by purified? Does he mean like you put in your car or your iron?
AdBlue.
No, not we. Like you put in your iron.
I guess so. Distilled water, I guess.
Distilled, purified.
You can get nano water as well.
What does that do?
It has nanoparticles in it. It stops the water settling.
I've just been taking some of that for my vaccine damage. It's called nano something. I don't know what it does. I put it under my tongue, spray it.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Nano. Where does this word come from?
Nano.
Sounds very space age.
It means very, very tiny.
Small. Yeah, exactly.
If you live in the New Romney area, you can come and speak to local police officers about your concerns on crime and antisocial behaviour. Your local officer will be holding a police surgery at 10 a.m. on the 24th of March and the 3rd of April in the town council offices in the town hall in New Romney. If you want to go along, turn up and talk to them about any of your concerns.
Fabulous. This is from Rebecca. She says, hello, my name is Rebecca. I'm a second year paramedic student at Bournemouth Uni. I've been fascinated by paramedicine. There's a word, isn't there? Paramedicine. Mm-hmm. I've never said that and probably will never say it again unless Rebecca works.
Unless you read it again next week.
Yeah, maybe. She says she's been fascinated by paramedicine for as long as she can remember and she's passionate about making a difference. I've been faced with a fantastic opportunity with a company called Work the World that provides international healthcare internships. This is to go to Ghana for a 3-week long international placement. During this, I will be working in a low-resource hospital in the emergency department. I'll be faced with a whole range of different patients, which will broaden my knowledge, both clinically and culturally. I aim to raise $2,500 to fund the trip and the medical insurance that I will need. To raise this, I'll be completing different fundraising events throughout the year. My main fundraising event will be walking 20 miles along the coast. She needs a shiwi, Julie, definitely. They come in all different colours as well.
Still not convinced by them.
No, they're great. Come for a walk with me, I'll show you. I'll be completing...
Now, that's an offer you can't refuse, Julie. Eh?
I will be completing... Haven't you always felt envious of men when they just stand behind the bush?
Absolutely. It's just...
They're amazing. They're on Twitter, Shiwi. You'll find them. I'll be completing this with my mum. She needs a greyhound to go with her, I think. I want to go to a developing country to learn how to provide medical treatment in a low-resource environment. It would help me in the future career to think about outside the box when faced with difficult situations. So this trip will push me to my out of my comfort zone and will allow me to become a better paramedic. So she's got a GoFundMe, which will be on Kent Business Radio. And hers is gofundme.com/F/paramedic placement to Ghana. I must give this to my new husband because he might be interested in helping Rebecca.
Absolutely, yeah. There's a Women in Business Mastermind Roundtable presented by On a Dog Walk Events, which is Sue and Deb.
Do they have long dogs?
They have long dogs, short dogs, fit dogs, fat dogs, slim dogs, all kinds of dogs. It's Deb and Sue Hainsby and Deborah Turner. They say start 2023 with your to-you list. Women in Business Mastermind Roundtable event followed by wine tasting and a three-course lunch.
What's not to like?
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of event.
Yeah. And it's taking place at the Balfour Winery, 5 Oak Lane, Staplehurst.
Of which I've had many, many a glass.
And it's on Thursday, the 2nd of February, 10 until 2.30. If you'd like to find out more about that, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, you can find out more about that event and you can also find the booking link to click to book.
Excellent. Go on.
Sevenoaks Chamber have a business booster seminar on February the 9th, 10.30 till 12 at Bat and Ball Station.
I love a bat and ball.
Yeah. The Ultimate Guide to Navigating Uncertainty and Change with Denise Holland. Again, as always, to find out more, visit kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar. You can read one more thing and then I think we'll talk to our next two guests.
Our wafting ladies.
Yeah.
We'll find out what their perfume is because it was a lovely waft as they came in the reception. Westrum Networking. We hope you can join us on the 8th of February at the Westrum Brewery, of which I've also partaken quite a bit. It's their first Westrum-focused networking meeting of the year. Please spread the word. Invite any business contacts based in and around Westrum. So when is it? Oh, it's the 8th of February, sorry. And you can go on their website, westrumbrewery.com, I guess it is, or go on Kent Business Radio and you'll find everything we mention on the show will be there. There's also Sevenoaks Chamber.
Yeah, go on.
It's a business booster seminar. And that's at the Bat and Ball Station. Is that what you read out?
I just read that.
Oh, well, we've got a duplicate. Anyway, that's go there as well.
Fantastic. Do you know what?
Should we speak to them?
Let's have to speak to somebody sensible, shall we?
Let's speak to someone who wafts.
They're
our most glamorous guests. Ever.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's an never absolute... been referred to as wafting. You know?
Well,
I like that.
Yeah. Noreen's got her toes out in stilettos. I mean, in January.
So inappropriate.
No, fabulous. I mean, they're out and I've got great big clumpy socks on and boots. So I'm a little bit jealous.
You're a frump.
Yes.
You're saying.
I am a frump.
You're a frump.
A frump from Whitstable.
Anyway, listen, enough of all that nonsense. Yes. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome two wafting ladies onto the Business Funkers show, the delightful Julie Edinburgh and Noreen McKechnie. Ladies, good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for putting up with the nonsense that goes before this. I can only apologise.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Right, listen, let's kick off with finding out a bit about... First of all, I want to know a little bit about each of you. Yeah. So, and I don't mind who goes first. I'm looking at Julie, so Julie can go first. Julie, tell us a little bit about you, a bit about your background, who you are, what you are, and then we'll hear from Noreen, and then we'll talk about your businesses.
Okay. Yeah. So my day job, I am a recruitment consultant. I work for Diamond Search Recruitment. Little right. plug there.
Right.
I have a beautiful 2-year-old son.
Right. And called
William.
Hello, William. Yeah. Like our future king.
Yes, yeah. That was unintentional. I just like the name William.
I do too.
Yeah. So beautiful son called William. And I'm kind of experiencing new things this year, hence the launch of our new fabulous business. With my business partner, Noreen.
Fantastic. Let's hear from Noreen.
Hi. So I already run Diamond Search Recruitment. So that business was established 6 years ago. And Julie and I work together in the business. And I'm a widow, lost my husband 6 years ago, raising 2 teenage boys. Gosh, my boys are 17 and coming up to 14 now.
And right. Their names?
Their names are Cameron and Lovely. Alexander. They'll be so embarrassed that I'm mentioning them.
Beautiful names again.
Yeah, so and we've recently, Julie and I have got together recently to launch Diamond Singles, and we're just incredibly excited to be here today. So thank you so much.
What made you launch into this
into the singles business? Yeah. So it's something that we've both always wanted to do. Yeah. It's definitely been a dream of mine for a long time and of Julie's. And there's a gap in the market, particularly in Kent. You know, I've been a single lady for some time, so I can say that, you know, I've been to events in the past, you know, and I've shared, you know, with my single friends, we've, you know, experienced different types of events, but we really believe there's a gap in the market for something stylish, something classy, and just where you can meet other single professionals.
Okay, so let's explore that, because There is a huge singles industry.
Absolutely.
Lots of people are single become single on a regular basis, it seems, in between not being single. People like Jules, you know, kind of get married as a hobby.
I can't help being irresistible and being snapped up every time I'm on my own.
Yeah, very true.
Tell us your secret, please. Yeah.
I want to just explore some of the things. I kind of guess I know the answer to this, but of course, one of the things that it's almost become a meme, really, isn't it? Which is a swipe right meme with things like Tinder and all the other niche businesses that are online dating. But you guys aren't doing online dating, are you?
No.
And there's a reason for that. And I kind of want to explore that at the moment. Because I guess what online dating has been a phenomenon for about 20 years now, hasn't it? And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of dating sites, as well as the apps that I've just mentioned. But there also is a problem with it, isn't there? So what do you see as the kind of problems that come out of that style of dating?
So with online dating, and there isn't really anything super wrong with it, you know, it does work for a lot of people, so I must say that. However, also for a lot of people, you could go online, perhaps see somebody that you like, swipe left, swipe right, whichever way, and you don't always know who you're going to meet should it come to that point where you want to go out on a date with somebody. Mm. You perhaps may not recognise them. You've heard of the term catfishing. Mm. This does happen.
So explain catfishing.
So catfishing is,
because we have had a few cats in the studio this morning.
Wow.
Little catty. Mm.
So catfishing is where essentially, I guess, you're pretending to be somebody that you're not, and you fool somebody else. Mm. So you, Jules, could put a picture up of, I don't know,
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a guy will think, yeah, great, this woman looks my cup of tea, goes to meet you, and you're completely nothing like
Marilyn Monroe.
I've actually got a picture of me and Marilyn Monroe hugging.
Have you actually?
I actually have, except it actually isn't Marilyn Monroe. It's a Marilyn Monroe lookalike.
And catfishing isn't just about visual as well. You know, we all know there's been, you know, cases online and in the media about people, quite frankly, being defrauded.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, it's a really worrying time. Who are you meeting out there? And, of course, there are lots of genuine people looking for love who are online. But you just do have to be careful. And we think there's a real need to get back to that face-to-face, that connection of meeting people in that real environment.
Absolutely.
And that's key, what Noreen just said there, is meeting people face-to-face. And that's kind of what the concept of Diamond Singles is all about. We want to provide events, safe, exciting, fun events, where people can come and be together face-to-face and meet other great singles. So there's no awkwardness as to whether they're actually... you know, Marilyn Monroe, or, you know, what you see is what you
but
get.
But, you know, I'm not denigrating the whole online dating industry because, as you say, you know, it works for a lot of people.
Absolutely, yeah.
But there's this huge thing. You don't actually know who you're talking to. You know, people put, you know, you see it on social media all the time. People have photographs. You don't know it's them. You just take their word for it that it's them. And, you know, one of the things about dating sites is people, not unsurprisingly, use the most flattering photograph they have of themselves, which quite often could have been taken 20 years ago.
Also, as well, people use filters. So I've certainly spoken to a lot of people that, you know, have been very surprised when they've met the individual who they thought they were meeting because the pictures are just so filtered.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a really exciting time for us to be launching the business at the moment. And the other thing about online dating is obviously you'll meet one person. So to go out there and meet 10 people, that's 10 of individual dates, which, dependent on how frequent you're out there, may take you a couple of months to meet all those people or more. But obviously what we're doing is we're trying to get, you know, fantastic singles all together in one place to give you an opportunity to meet lots of people at the same time.
Sure.
So it's a really exciting
time. So it sounds
time.
Like a real, I'm getting a vibe that it's going to be sociable, friendly, relaxed.
Absolutely.
What kind of venues are you looking at?
So our launch party is on Valentine's Day, very appropriate.
Oh, wow.
Scary stuff.
Oh, yes. And this will be at Moo Moo in Maidstone, which is a beautiful cabaret nightclub.
Oh.
So we're very excited about that. So if you haven't got your tickets, people, single people out there, little plug, book now.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, Moo Moo in Maidstone is one of the venues. We've been speaking to a couple of restaurants in Tenterden. We're looking at Ashford, Canterbury. So we want to have multiple sites across Kent where we will be holding events for singles.
And let's just explore the nature of some of the events that you're going to be holding. Presumably in a nightclub, it's a kind of club event.
Yes. So the 14th of February, Valentine's, is our launch party. So that is more of a party vibe.
Yeah.
We've got a DJ there.
Is there a dance floor?
There is a dance floor, yes. So we'll be introducing people to one another. And we've got a few little things coming up. But following from that, we will have events such as speed dating, salsa dancing, cookery classes. So it's opportunities, again, for single people to come together in a face-to-face environment because you want that human connection. You want to, you know, feel that chemistry with somebody, which you can't get by looking at somebody's profile online. And just, you know, get them to come and mingle with other singles at an organised, well-organised, fun event.
It also sounds like it's not quite so desperate. Like if you're going to do a cookery or a salsa, then you're doing something and not actually really focusing on, will anybody like me, or standing in the corner
Absolutely.
On your own. Or...
We want to really project a non-pressurised environment. We want to, if anything, encourage single people to expand their social networks, make great friends, and should they happen to meet that special somebody, then that's definitely a Brucey bonus, but that's not the first thing that our events want to target. We don't want to say, well, you must come here to try and find love, because that's pressure on somebody.
Yeah.
So, you know, we almost want to kind of create that sense of community for singles to come together in a safe, fun, exciting environment.
Because it also might mean that you, even though you're looking for a bloke or vice versa, you might meet friends there.
Absolutely.
Other women friends who are also single and that sort of stuff.
Definitely. And you know, it is difficult for any single person, whether you're female or male, to go out finding other single people without having that awkward, my gosh, are you going up to somebody and approaching them and asking them, are you with somebody? Are you spoken for?
You literally hear it, certainly in like middle classes, you know, dinner parties and that, where women that get divorced don't get invited anymore to dinner parties.
Yeah.
If they're not in a couple anymore, they don't get invited.
Definitely.
But the single blokes are always invited. It's a strange kind of thing, isn't
true?
It? Yeah, yeah, I've heard of that a lot. Why, have you not been invited anywhere?
Well, I'm not single, but I mean...
But you were.
Yeah, when I was, I never got invited anywhere either.
But also, one of the reasons that we've actually organised the launch party for Valentine's Night is Valentine's is obviously traditionally all about couples. Mm. And what we want to do is say to single people, you know, why stay at home alone, on your own, on Valentine's Night? You know, it's very... it can be very difficult for single people. You know, love is just thrust in your face. There's married couples everywhere going out for dinner, buying flowers, and you're home alone. So don't stay home alone.
I'm just making notes. Remember to buy flowers.
But yeah, don't stay home alone. Come and join us. Come and join other great singles at our party on Valentine's night.
I have to say that as an old married woman of 30 years coming up, I always avoid going out on Valentine's night because I think it's a rip-off, and it's just that pressure of looking at each other over a table when you've been together. Yeah. So we have oysters from Wheeler's in Whitstable.
Oh, lovely.
Champagne, lovely. Always chocolate and some strawberries, and we'd do a nice pan-fried fish, and we stay in by the log fire, and it might be a bit boring, but we like it.
No,
I find exciting. The pressure of going out on Valentine's night, even though I love my new husband, I find it really... very pressured.
Yeah, yeah.
I suppose you have a row when you're out.
Gosh, God forbid.
Turtle.
Yeah. But I mean, the party that we have planned, you know, you can come in, have a glass of bubbly on arrival. You know, we're there to host. So it's not going to be the type of event that you go into and you're there on your own and it's awkward. You know, we're trying to encourage people that even if you arrive on your own, we'll look after you. We'll introduce you to other great singles. You know, it's going to be a really warm, welcoming environment and we can't wait.
Yeah, and the hosting, as Noreen just mentioned, is really, really important to us because we want to look after the people that come along. Mm. We want to make them feel comfortable, make them feel looked after. If you happen to be a single person that comes along completely on your own, we do encourage people to reach out, message us, and we will ensure that we will look after you on arrival.
Are you doing a little bit of matchmaking there? Because you get people that are kind of introverts and very shy, and they'll kind of walk, they'll pluck up the courage to come, and then they'll stand in the corner and just look at everybody and not really know what to do. So, you know, would you take them gently by the hand and introduce them
Absolutely.
To somebody else?
Exactly that.
Yeah. Or will you both snaffle all the best, most eligible gentlemen?
Noreen might.
Well, I've been asked this question, that do I have an ulterior motive in terms of us setting up this business? But, you know, for me, I mean, as I say, I've been single for a long time, but this is all
How
about,
long have you been single?
Gosh, 6 years?
Yeah, and you're absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you are a Marilyn Monroe lookalike, basically.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, so do you find it because you've got teenagers and you're presumably bereaved, so you were looking after them for
years? My focus over the last few years has been running my other business, Diamond Search Recruitment, throw that one in there.
Yeah.
And raising teenage boys on my own. So my life has been very much all work, you know. And
you've got three boys, yeah?
Two boys. So they're teenagers.
Feels like three
now.
Sometimes.
Yeah. They're a little bit older now, so they're much more independent. And, you know, quite frankly, they've got great social lives. So now is the time for me to get out there a little bit more.
Are they encouraging you to find Mr. Right now?
They are, absolutely.
And so do they vet and swipe left and right?
We haven't gone down that route, but no, I think this business is a great opportunity, you know, for people to get out there and meet face to face. And I just think it's a really good timing for us now to launch the business together.
And will you do events in London? Or are you just sticking to Kent?
At the moment, because we are a new startup business, we've only been going for, a couple of weeks now, so really brand new. We will focus initially on Kent, but we do have big plans, obviously, who doesn't, to expand. So, yeah, initially Kent for now.
And then Scotland, Wales,
America, Australia, the world.
I want to talk about events because you identified a range of different things that you're looking at doing.
Yeah.
And in the past, I've seen all kinds of things that people do on the dating scene, even holidays, dating cruises, all kinds of stuff. Have you looked at any of those kind of opportunities?
Plans. It's on the long-term plans.
We've thought about this. Yeah, absolutely. We had a brainstorming session. There's so much that we do want to do. I mean, we had a meeting with a chap who runs a fantastic restaurant in Tenston, Oscar's Restaurant.
Yeah. Mustafa Deniz.
Yeah, fabulous. So we are hosting our first speed dating event there in the first weekend in March. So details will be online about that shortly. So that's incredibly exciting. But yeah, initially it will be, events like speed dating, pasta making, salsa dancing, lots of events for singles to get together. But longer term, we do hope to, organise weekends away for singles and day trips to London. And it could go in so many different ways. And that's what's absolutely so exciting about the business. Yeah. And there's a genuine need out there for single people to have this.
Absolutely. As Jules said earlier as well, it isn't just about meeting the love of your life. It's
community.
It's about a community. It's about getting out there and doing something, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people, they find that you get to a certain age, most of your friends are married, have families. And like Jules says, the whole dinner party scenario, the couples that are married or in couple relationships, as a single woman, you don't tend to get out to those types of functions. So there is a real need out there. And that's why we're setting up the business. Mm-hmm.
I was when I was in the pub yesterday, which I can't remember the name of, maybe. Did you say Globe?
Could be the Globe.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
The White Hart, little
pub
there.
So I went in to take our glasses. I'm a very good customer because, you've got your glasses out. So I trotted them in. And there was a loo, as I said, there's a little tiny bar, ye old English bar, tiny. And there's a loo, and I opened the door to the loo, which is in the dining area, and there was a lady washing her hands literally there. It's really cosy.
Cozy.
And I went, oh, sorry, and then there's another door to the loo, so you're not quite on to view. But they had a banner there saying, ask for Angela. So it's you must know about this. So it's for women that are on their own, and maybe they're on a date and they're not feeling comfortable, and then they go up and say, can I speak to Angela or whatever.
And then what happens?
The bar staff are trained, or should be, to help you out of the situation.
Okay. All right.
And they'll either call the police or they will discreetly get you out of the pub.
Right.
Which I think is a brilliant idea.
Absolutely.
Brilliant idea. So you'd make an excuse to go to the loo or go up to the bar and buy a drink and say, can I speak to Angela, please? So that's in all the loos I've noticed happening.
Okay, I hadn't heard of that.
It would probably be in female-only loos, I guess. I guess so,
but people talk about it, so,
It's really important just to be mindful of when you are out on a date, you don't know that person. And I know I was reading recently, it was one of the main coffee shops. They had a similar situation. There was someone in there having coffee with a guy, and the staff were actually concerned about the guy and in terms of how he was acting around the woman, and they just wrote a message on the coffee cup and said, here's your extra hot chocolate, and wrote a discreet message, do you need help? If so, come and talk to us, or something along those lines. But it's just nice that people are aware, and looking out for people. But again, that brings us back to, if we're hosting events where you're not on your own, it's not just a one-on-one, you're with a group of people, and we're there to look out for you, it's just opens a whole new area to dating.
Yeah, and it takes that scary first date element away, because the first date essentially could be our event where you meet that somebody, you can talk to them and get that vibe and figure out if they are somebody that potentially you do want to see again.
Do you read the Daily Mail? I get my mum's Daily Mail where they have the dating column. So
they meet,
and it's just really lovely. And I always get so excited when it's a match and they often put 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10 and And I get wildly excited when they're a match.
Absolutely. I think dating, just the whole area of dating and being single, it's a fun area to be working in. And we're just excited about bringing people together. And as you said, whether or not it's for friendship or love, it's an opportunity to get single people together again.
Mm. Exactly. Because you speak to so many single people and they do say, where do I go and meet single people? Where do we even go out these days?
Yeah, because if it's clubs, not to a when you're club. A certain age, yeah. It's a bit difficult. I like to sit down at a table and get up and dance. I love to dance, but I can't stand up all night. You know?
No, exactly. And there's just nowhere that you can do that, or not very many places. Mm. So
you're going a bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, a little bit more sophisticated. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to give them places to go, events to do, things to, you know, get themselves involved with, and meet other people that are potentially like-minded.
Mm. And you know what as well? I know you mentioned before, Jules, about the events that we're offering are, you know, interactive and shared interests. Mm. But also just going back to a traditional speed dating event, that's fun, you know. Mm. Rather than going on one date and meeting one person, you can meet 10 people in that evening. You know, spend a few minutes with each person, see if there is a bit of a spark and connection initially. Mm. And then obviously explore that beyond the situation, beyond the live event. But we're there. And I think what makes us different compared to, you know, other businesses, and, you know, we have explored, you know, for research purposes, going out to other events in London, etc. And what makes us different, it is the hosting element. You know, it's ensuring that people are comfortable, they're looked after, absolutely, they're introduced, they're supported, and there isn't pressure. Mm. It's just fun, it's exciting. And as Julie said, you know, where do people go to meet people, you know? So it's exciting.
I suddenly remember when Jules was saying something there about a book I read years and years ago, when she was talking about the Daily Mail dating column. Mm. There's a magazine called the London Review of Books, and it has a dating section in the back, and a chap called David Rose actually wrote a book which is a compendium of the adverts that have appeared, and the book is called Sexually I'm More of a Switzerland.
Ooh.
Okay. but intriguing. The book is hilarious. It's the ads that people have put, and the ads are absolutely hilarious. Do get a copy. It is well worth it.
Wow.
It's called Sexually I'm More of a Switzerland by David Rose. It's brilliant. I think there's two or three volumes of it now. And just some of the ads are just absolutely hilarious. Wow. They really are. Yeah.
Amazing.
Have a look.
Okay. We've had a tweet from Tracy Ferguson, who's listening in live. And she says, the ladies from Diamond Singles One sound lovely. A nice range of fun and interesting events too. I was on a dating site for about a week. A friend persuaded me, she puts in brackets, 13 years ago. And I really disliked the experience. But your launch event sounds so welcoming. Wishing you many successes to come.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And then Sarah Marsh Collins, who's listening, I think she's in Devon, says, agreed, Tracy, it sounds great. Recruitment and dating services actually have a lot in common. It's all about matching the right people.
Absolutely.
I have heard this and been told this in the past. Yeah. Absolutely. And the lady who first mentioned about going on online dating for a week.
Yes.
Again, it's
Tracy.
Yeah, she touched on a good point there, where if you do go online dating, you have to create a profile, and that's kind of like putting together a CV of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you were to go to one of our events and meet other people, you don't have to
sit down
and write a profile about you. Mm. You just chat. You just talk to them. Mm. They can, you know, they see you for real. You don't have to create a bio about your life story or whatnot.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about when we were talking earlier about how you meet people once you're a certain age. Like, I would meet friends before when the kids were young at the school gates. You'd always stand and have a natter. So that's how you'd meet other female friends, mostly mums in those days, now probably mixed. So you've got these niches, haven't you? You meet them at work, or you meet them at the school gates, or you meet them at the gym, possibly.
Yeah.
So it's often that sort of social event, whereas the whole thing of going on a dating app is much more, like, it's very focused and targeted, isn't it?
Very, very much so.
Yeah, I think that there is a need for dating apps in certain circumstances. I mean, obviously, if your social circle doesn't include the type of man that you're looking for, you know, certainly I can say.
Right, what type of man are you looking for? Come on.
Alive, breathing.
Tall, because you're tall.
I don't know if I should share too much online.
You're tall. How tall are you?
I'm 5'7", I think.
Yeah,
five,
so you want
six,
a tallish
seven.
Man.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
6 foot.
Is that with the heels or without the heels?
Well, he can wear heels,
that's fine. Yeah, so tall.
Perhaps. My most attractive quality in a man is someone with drive and passion. Mm. And I think that's really, really important because that's exactly how I am, very, very driven.
I like dark-haired men.
Yeah.
Don't know why. Yeah. You know, sometimes we're just attracted. I like dark-haired women as well. Yeah.
Hair is overrated.
I think it's more about the individual. And again, this goes back to online dating apps. It is superficial. It's all about the image, you know, which can be filtered.
Yeah.
But for me, it's about, like Julie said as well, it's about the chemistry. And you don't know if the chemistry is there until you meet someone.
And if you have the same sort of enjoyment, like I like going for walks, I like dancing, I like music. You know? So if you're with someone that hates music or... It's difficult.
I mean, you've got to have common interests, etc. Mm. And I guess my standards are just so high now because I've been single for so long. But that is what it is. But as I say, you know, there is certainly a place for online dating because you can look for the type of person that you hope to find who you're not going to meet just walking down the high street. Mm. And unless you work, you know, in potentially a big company where there's lots of people who you may find romance at work. Mm. If your life is very much, you know, work, family, where do you go?
Yeah.
So hence, you know, this
and
is
sometimes
an opportunity.
It's frowned upon in work. I know at Bloomberg, when my new husband was there, he wasn't allowed to go out with anyone at Bloomberg, which was great for me. I told it, kept reminding me. But I don't know if that's changed, but some companies really frown on you going out with someone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they still do, I think.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That is, so your first event is at Moomoo's in Wick Street in Maidstone.
Oh my gosh, and if you haven't been to Moomoo's, it's glamorous, it's sexy, it's a beautiful location. Mm. And they've had a refurbishment last year, so we're so excited to be hosting
space. It caught fire or something, didn't it?
It did.
So they've had to rebuild it. Yeah,
so we have a beautiful event room within the building. And as we said, you know, you'll get a glass of bubbly on arrival. We have a really exciting night planned. We have a fabulous DJ, so we'd love people just to join us for the launch party and celebrate being single and fabulous. You know, even if you're not coming to meet someone, just come out and don't stay home. You know, come and join us for a party.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. If people want to find out about not just that event, but all the events you're going to run in the future, what's the best way to do that?
So our website, diamondsingles.co.uk, will have all the information on there. But we are on Instagram, we're on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. You can find us.
We're trying to get that out there as much as possible.
Why not? Diamond Singles, absolutely. So do check that out. Check out the website. Check out all their social profiles. For the moment, Noreen and Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
And the lovely Wayne Cunnington. I don't know if he's single, you know. I've got no idea.
Well, ask him.
I will in a minute. He's listening. So he says, I was talking about that. I mentioned you were a bit catty this morning, and he said, namely, a tomcat. But then he said, the diamond ladies do sound really nice, don't they? I remember being, this is on WhatsApp, mm-hmm. I remember being on some dating apps years ago, and I had some really frightening dates where they bared absolutely no relation to their photos, or they were at least 20 years out of date. And then in reply to Miss Marilyn Monroe, that's you. Why should you have to settle for less? After a long time apart, you deserve the best.
Oh, I love that. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, Wayne.
Yeah, maybe I need to hook you up with Wayne.
Oh.
He's a lovely guy. We chat every day on WhatsApp. He's a very, very genuine, nice guy. He lives up north. I always forget where he lives. It's in the Midlands somewhere.
Yeah.
Our first match, Diamond Singles.
Maybe Wayne can find you a venue up there.
Sarah said, I love networking, Vanilla Web. I love meeting new people. It's time consuming if you do it right, but sometimes it can be better to spend that time developing the relationships rather than cultivate starting new over and over again. It's all about balance. Absolutely. Exactly. What else have we got here? You can read something if you want, Jules.
Oh, no, I've just texted my window cleaner, Mark. about the purified water. And it's just gone over his head. He says, as I knew it would, he says, ha ha, so you never need to have them cleaning again after the first wash. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think I'm going to get him on purified water. He's probably using it out the sea.
Martin Reeves, Buddy Collectors, has said, thank you for my business bunker shout out, Paul and Jules. My wife calls me Boo Boo when I'm in her good books.
I saw that.
And there's a gif of Yogi and Boo Boo.
Yeah, and yeah. Did you see my answer? So I said, and what do you call her? And I put a picture of Betty Boo on.
Tracy Ferguson says, great cheesy tune. I'm just catching up now. Great cheesy tunage. There's a lot of discussion about HMRC and their failures.
There's a funny one. So Hardwick Johnson, that's Happy Hardwick, says to Buddy Collectors, that's Martin, I was on a blind date once. This is about the boo-boo thing. I was on a blind date once and asked the lady what she would like to drink. She said, I'll have a large Malibu boo. I said, what's a Malibu boo? And she said, nothing, Yogi.
Oh, dear. That's not even a joke, is it, really?
You know, it's crazy. I had a friend who went out on a date, and this was an online date, and he met a lady, and he went to meet her, couldn't find her in the bar, and then there was a lady waving at him, and he went over, and she basically said, look, I'm your date. And he said, look, with respect, you're not the person that I've seen in the picture. And she basically said, no, that was my daughter, which was like in excess of 20 years ago. It would have been her, but obviously it was her daughter. So he had a really, you know, strange situation. But he said, look, I didn't want to just leave her. You know, clearly she was lonely. I had a drink with her. And then she said, can I see you again? And he said, well, no, you know, unfortunately, you're not what I'm looking for, you know. And he had a drink to be polite. But again, it's just another example of when you are out there dating, who are you meeting, you know?
There are stories of women climbing out the toilet windows, aren't there?
Yeah.
To get away from...
Yeah, I've read quite a few of those, actually.
Yeah.
It's one of those weird things, isn't it? We like to present our best face with anything without any shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
Sure. But at the end of the day, you are who you are, mm-hmm. yeah? And if you try to present yourself as someone who you're not,
yeah.
the only thing you're going to inspire is disappointment.
Absolutely, yeah.
And that's what I really don't understand is why people do that. Yeah, yeah. I get that if they think, oh, look, I'm a little bit overweight and I'm going to lose a bit of weight, so I'll use a picture from 30 years ago when I was slimmer. But, you know, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
at absolutely. The end of the day, you are you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People want to, I think, well, I'm speaking generally here now, but I think a lot of people want to connect with someone that they can talk to. Mm. Communication is really, really super important. Mm. However, I appreciate there's a lot of introverts out there. And again, going back to our events and the hosting element, we will be there to, you know, help yeah. encourage those introverts to come out of their shell a little bit, introduce them to somebody, you know, be the kind of middleman, if you like.
Yeah,
but physically,
absolutely. I think that's really important
yeah.
because, as you say, people can be very shy and they can also be nervous, and a lot of people don't think that they, I don't know, have the right to be introduced to certain people.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people suffer from social anxiety, and yeah. we were talking about this the other day.
Especially post-lockdown,
absolutely.
When it knocked everybody's confidence.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Just being in a room with, you know, more than three people was new. And Wayne Cunnington says he is single.
Oh, there you go.
So I've just sent him your website. I'm actually meeting him next Thursday for the first time. So we've been sort of pen pals for 2 years. And I'm meeting him in London. Wright Said Fred. You know Wright Said Fred?
Richard Fairbrass, yeah.
So they've invited me as a VIP to an event next Thursday. It's not a dating one. and Wayne's coming down as well. So he's staying in a hotel. So maybe we'll hook you up. And you could do an event near him.
Interesting.
Wayne, come down to Maidstone on the 14th of February and book.
Yeah. Wayne, I've got a guest room. So if you want to stay with me in Whitstable, it's not too far to get to Maidstone.
Actually, speaking of Maidstone and location-wise, the train station, Maidstone East, is 2-minute walk to the venue. It is so convenient.
Excellent. Well, I will get a photo of Wayne and I will post it to you guys, obviously discreetly as
Gosh,
a DM.
I can't believe you guys are trying to matchmake me already.
I don't know how tall he is.
Our job here is done.
I need to know his height. Although, of course, you could always tone down your stilettos.
I could, but I do have a passion for shoes, so that may not work.
I told you about my platform shoes.
Absolutely.
On GB News, where I said they don't go with this dress, and I was late, you know, so I just charged off in the wrong shoes. And then my husband said to me, the cameraman just homed in on your platform shoes.
No.
We're fast approaching the end of the show, so we need to crack on. And I've got a few things to talk about. The High 3 Network Small Business Meetups. The next one is taking place on the 15th of February at 10:30 a.m. And it's a small business meetup at Canterbury Christchurch University. The networking event features a business coach delivering a session on confident communication, a talk on three barriers to commercial confidence, and a workshop on sales for non-salespeople. And we end up with a demonstration of our new cutting-edge Rococo motion capture suits. Refreshments provided and the opportunity to network with amazing businesses. If you want to find out about that, eventbrite.co.uk/HI3 Network Small Business Meetups.
We're definitely going out to a lot of networking events now. So the more that we hear about, the more we're going to actually come along and visit.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
What you got, Jules?
I'm just replying to Wayne. He's 5'11".
That's a good height.
Yeah, exactly. And still growing, of course. During a debate in Westminster, Damien Collins, who represents Folkestone and Hythe, told ministers the need for a new reactor at Dungeness is absolutely vital. It comes after Dungeness B power station was moved into the defuelling phase in 2021 following a series of technical challenges. This was 7 years ahead of schedule, as the nuclear power plant had been expected to be online until 2028, if only. Mm. It follows the government's search for new sites for small modular reactors, known as SMRs, and its investment of £210 million to develop the Rolls-Royce SMR.
Mm. Funny enough, because I'm absolutely a sad person, I actually watched that debate in the House of Commons because many years ago I worked in the nuclear industry, and I believe that nuclear is the way forward for renewable energy. It's just I have no idea why we're not doing more, and I'm quite passionate about SMRs as well. So the government had forbidden for a long time an SMR to go there at Dungeness, but the minister actually stood up and changed their mind, and they are now saying that they will allow an SMR to go there.
Did you hear that? They were a lot of energies were paying people to turn their tone it down between 4 and
Octopus
7.
Energy, yeah.
I think somebody made £1.60 or something.
Yeah, but
I was thinking, if it was decent money, I'd just go out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just go out and those that go to one of your network, your networking meetings, your love up meetings.
Yeah.
But it was bonkers, isn't it?
It is. You know, nuclear fuel is the fuel that we need to invest in. SMRs are small modular reactors. They're built in a factory and then moved to a site. They only take 4 years to commission. The technology's been around for donkey's years. Rolls-Royce have been building they have been building the reactors. They build them for nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers. Yeah. It's what powers a nuclear submarine.
So they're decent. They're good.
So they've been around for donkey's years.
Why aren't we doing it?
Because the
government, yeah.
The government didn't want to.
The government are busy messing up everything at the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, you kind of wonder what a mess they're in.
Anyway, Damien Green, the MP for Folkestone, started a movement to get one at the Dungeness site, and the government have now agreed. So that's good news.
And we must say a warm hello to all our new listeners at Sankport Radio.
Exactly, yeah.
Covering Hythe.
It covers
Romney Marsh.
It covers the Romney Marsh area, and right down into East Sussex, Camber, Winchelsea, Rye, and all of those places.
Fabulous. All mm-hmm. gorgeous. And Wayne sent me a photograph now, so I will send it to you. And he's lovely. And I know he's built a pond, so I kind of like a man that builds a pond.
Yeah.
Built a pond. My new husband built a pond. My new husband built one as well, yeah. We were going to get a pond built.
Listen, we've only got 3 minutes, but I've got to tell you, they built a pond for fish and then the pair of them sat in it.
Oh, I was going to ask to build a swimming pool.
Before the fish, yeah. It was September. You remember how hot it was? And we sat in there with a glass of something. It's quite deep. But the new husband, because we had a quote for 11K to build a pond. And we've only got a small garden. It was more to hide the traffic noise because we're seafront, but there's a busy road in the back garden, so we've got a huge waterfall, which is like white noise. Wow. And so the new husband built it himself, and it's very, very good. But Wayne has got frogs, I happen to know. I do love a man that likes frogs.
Right. The Rye Chamber of Commerce have announced their spring meeting, which will take place on the 16th of March. So there's plenty of time to gear yourself up for this. From 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. at the Brewery Yard Club, Langgate in Rye. Join us for our first of our quarterly chamber meetings, followed by a delicious Mardi spice curry supper and relaxed networking. Can't be bad, can it?
No, that sounds lovely.
So if you want to find out about that, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, and you will find all about the Rye Chamber of Commerce spring meeting.
And Medway have got a business grant, Partners for Growth. I'll say this quickly because we're closing in a minute. You can go to www.medway.gov.uk/P, F for Freddie, G, grant, things about setting up businesses or grow your business more. So have a look at that if you're in the Medway area.
Fantastic. I've got the Maidstone Council have sent me an email for their town centre strategy. They're moving ahead with producing a town centre strategy and its ambitious transformation of the town centre. The strategy will aim to create a range of new retail, leisure and employment opportunities for the people, communities and businesses in the town and across the Maidstone Borough. It will identify a variety of new education, health and other infrastructure. Importantly, the strategy will also be designed to reinforce Maidstone's role as the county town of Kent. They've appointed a very experienced multidisciplinary consultancy called We Made That to help produce the strategy plan. You can sign up to the Maidstone Borough Council e-newsletters, which are called Stay Connected, to receive vital news and updates on this strategy and the plans and all the other things that Maidstone Council have planned. And you can do that by going to their website, which is maidstone.gov.uk/stay connected. Is that it?
I've got nothing else to read. I was going to ask you a very important question very quickly. How many job vacancies are happening at the moment? It must be in the millions.
There's 1.1 million unfilled job vacancies. Jobs in Kent currently have just under 12,000 in Kent. Still not enough people. But funnily enough, the unemployment total is starting to rise. We're now up to 3.8%.
I read in my mum's Daily Mail. I don't buy it, but I do read hers because I love it. There's a big reliance on benefits and that. Like, huge amount of people now just relying on...
5 million people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have come out of the workforce, but we're finding, again, you know, at Diamond Search Recruitment, every year in January, people think New Year's resolution, new jobs. So we've got some amazing candidates looking for work at the moment. Cool. But it is a situation that there is a huge amount of vacancies out there, and we have to do a lot of strategic headhunting to find the right people.
Absolutely. We've reached the end of another show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week. I want to say a huge thank you to Sandra Mabry, Julie Edinburgh, Noreen McKechnie, and my co-host, the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin. We'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.